V'yomer Rav Chisda, Suras HaPesach, Shosim in Atzad LeYosav LeKlum. Rav Chisda said that's a postle at Suras HaPesach. Sa'akud v'shloka sheyetz kosher den l'nin Shabbos. And even in L'klayim, why should it be kosher? It's mamas a postle at Suras HaPesach if it's made min Atzad. Eli, you have to say Eli Agaban. Avad, we're talking about here where they made a good Suras HaPesach, the Zmoiris, the vine, went on top of the Dalet condition. It had a good shame Suras HaPesach. So Vazayi B'mai, how are we talking about? How wide is it? Elaim Abiyasa was only 10 amas wide. That's what we're talking about. Elaim Abiyasa is Behol Leim Rabbi Yechon and Shabbos Loi. How could Rabbi Yechon say for Shabbos is not called Mishas Yochid? Why not? Avad, everybody holds the Surah Sapesach helps within 10 amas. So how could he ding zich? Elamor Elalav Abiyasim Yeser. Elamai the Machlaikis is here where these Dalad Kadisin was more than 10 amas apart. And he had a good string going across on top. So it had a good shame Surah Sapesach. Resh Lakish holds the Surah Sapesach helps. Even though it's wider than 10 amis, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav, know that if it's wider than 10 amis, a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. And Agav, that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help wider than 10 amis. He paskins like Rav. So according to the Rambam, a lot of them are over the Erev in the Zicha doesn't know. But the Maisa, we paskin the Kudu, and the Shulchan Aruch paskin not like that. Halacha, we hold that a Tzuras HaPesach helps even though it's wider than 10 amis. Whatever wants to be choshev for the Rambam sheet, if it's wider than 10 amis, it's not a good Surah HaPesach. So Chura, it's right, Rabbi Yochanan holds wider than 10 is no good. So the Gemara, loy, maybe no, that's not the Rabbi Yochanan sheet. L'yoylam b'yester, we're talking about now, it's only exactly 10 amis or less apart, the four beams. Of the Zoy, what's the machloikis? O min atzad, and enechanami, the Zemuris did not go on top of the beams, no, they went on the side of the beam. O but Rabbi Chizda kamiflagi, that's good for the machloikis in Rabbi Chizda. That Rish Lakish holds doesn't hold like Reb Chisda, even though it's Tzuras HaPesach min Atzad is kosher, even for Shabbos. And Rabbi Yechon holds like Reb Chisda, I'll call upon it for Shabbos. That for Shabbos, if it's min Atzad, it's not called a mechitza. But for Kalayim, even though it's min Atzad, it's also called a mechitza. Hey, it's the mechitzas of Kalayim are different than Shabbos. Like Rashi says, Reb Chisda pligi, Rish Lakish less than Reb Chisda b'chlal. Reb Yechon is led Reb Chisda k'sava, kiyom Reb Chisda l'Shabbos. When does Reb Chisda say that it's min atzad it's possible only for the Shabbos? Avol l'klayim, afidlo min atzad every Tzuras HaPesach the Shabbos chomer m'klayim. Shabbos is more chomer than klayim. That's what we're talking about. You have these zmoris went on the sides of the kedushin. So according to Rish Lakish, that's also kosher. Reb Yochanan says no, it's possible, but it's only possible because it went on the side. Ben Echtam, if it went on top, it could be even wider than 10 would be kosher. So the more yes for Rami the Rish Lakish, the Rish Lakish, the Stephen Rish Lakish. The Yomar Rish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina. He said over the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina, that Peya Muteres Linyan Klayim. A Peya is Mute Linyan Klayim. A Peya is a Tzuras HaPesach. That's what a Peya is. So Trashi, Peya, Trashi Kliyat Hazmoira, Hamatucha Mikundis Lechaveroi. For the Gemasa Peya Nachos Sechta Shabbos. Kits of Peya also means the Tzuras HaPesach. You have these two beams, and you have this myrrh with the vine going straight across the beam on top. So you have a Peya. Is he set over Muteris Linyan Klayim? It's called a good Mechitza Vilchot Klayim. Avolei the Shabbos. But for Shabbos, if you have such a Tzuras HaPesach with this Zemuris going on top of the beams, it's no good. For Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Ke Mechitzas LeShabbos Deloi, Kach Mechitzas LeKlayim Deloi. Rabbi Yechonon says in both cases, no good. Just like for Shabbos, it's not called a good Tzuras HaPesach. Who are then for Klayim also, it's no good. Schur is a Stira, Resh Lakish, and a Stira on Rabbi Yechon also. Because before Rabbi Yechon said that even though it's Minatzat, for Klayim it is kosher. And here Rabbi Yechon is saying that both of them are possible. Zai for Shabbos and Zai for Klayim. And who are then the Stira in Rabbi Yechon? In Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish before we said that even though Minatzat is kosher, even for Shabbos is kosher. And here Resh Lakish is saying it's only kosher for Klayim. But for Shabbos, since the top Surah Sapesa goes on the side of it, not on top of it, it's possible. So Chorot is theory, even in Resh Lakish. So the Gemara Loi, I'll tell you, Bishleim with the Resh Lakish, the Resh Lakish Lakasha. On Resh Lakish is no stira. Hodi Dei, Hodi Rabbi. Before that Resh Lakish said it was Mutter, even though it's Minatzah, that's his own Shita. Here that he says for Shabbos, it's possible, that's his Rebbe. Because here Resh Lakish said over the name of the Yom Resh Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina. He's not his own Shita, he's only saying it over the name of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina. That's where he's saying it over from. Yeah. Just once. So something more, so Resh Lakish and Resh Lakish is no Stira. Resh Lakish holds that before his own cheetah was Minatzad is kosher, and here he's saying over in his Rebbe's name that Minatzad is posel for Shabbos. So the Gemara Elul the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan kasher, Chutz Asir and Rabbi Yochanan. Before Rabbi Yochanan was saying for Klayim al Koponim, it is kosher. It's only posel for Shabbos, and here Rabbi Yochanan says both are posel, Zay for Shabbos and Zay for Klayim. If before Rabbi Yechon was talking about that the Tzuras of Pesach was on top of the two beams, that wasn't the Psul Minatzad, it was Taka Gabin. And that's why there he said it's talking about wider than 10 Amis, so it's good why for Klayim it's kosher, but for Shabbos it was Psul, because wider than 10 Amis does not help. And Hocho, why here does he say it's Psul even for Klayim? Because here it's Minatzad. Then Shapir, it'll be good, no Sirin Rabbi Yechinen. In other words, if it's Minatzad, like our case here, then it's possible in both cases. Zay for Klayim, Zay for Shabbos is possible. Now picture 145. If it's Minatzad, it's possible for both of them. Before that Rabbi Yechinen said it was kosher for Klayim, he's talking about where Staker on top it was. Now even on top, it depends. If it's wider than 10 Amis, that's where it's no good for Shabbos. But for Klayim, it is good. So here you're going to have a good Raya of Yechinen holds that where it's wider than 10, it's possible. Mari Aliyamat Idividim and Atsad, Michael Mamer. So the Mara name Lyoilam Idividim and Atsad. Both Rabbi Yechon is talking about where the Tzuras of Pesach is Minatzad. Of Azoi, Hosom Bieser, Hocha Bioisom Yeser. We're talking about the Tzuras of Pesach is Minatzad. That's why Hilcha Shabbos is possible in both cases. The theory was in Klayim though. How come before by Klayim it said it was good? And here he says for Klayim it's no good. Before it's talking about less than Yud. So less than Yud wide, even though it's Minatzad for Klayim, it's kosher. Mashenkin, if it's wider than Yud, if it's Minatzad, then it's possible even for Klayim. That's the Nafka Mina. So the Gemara Minot Teimur, how do I know this? That there should be a difference. If it's made Minatzad, so it's saying for Shabbos, Pshit, it's possible. But for Klayim, if Yechon says it's kosher, how do we know there's a difference? Whether it's wider than 10, it's also possible. Only up until 10 is a kosher Minatzad, even by Klayim. How do I know this? The Yom Alei Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon told Rish Lakish. Leikach hoi yamaisa. There was a maisa. Shoholach Rabbi Yeshua Eitzu Rabbi Yechon and Ben-Uri. Lo mei Torah. Rabbi Yeshua went to visit Rabbi Yechon and Ben-Uri to learn Torah. Afal pi shaboki vilchus Klayim. Even though he was a boki vilchus Klayim, still he has to shayla. Rashi says, Afal pi shabokim, Rabbi Yeshua vilchus Klayim, shoal mi menu dovazir. Still he has to shayla. Shoal mi menu dovazir. What was the shayla? He found he was sitting in between the trees. He stretched the zmara of vine across from one tree to the other tree. Like picture 146. He stretched it across from one to the other. The Omar Loi Rebbe, and he asked me, Igafanim kan, if there be grapes on one side, Mal is Zroya kan, can I plant on the other side Zroyim? Would there be an instance? This is called a mechitza. Omar Allah, he answered like this, B'yeser mutter, if it's only 10 amas apart, the two trees, then it's called a good mechitza, for Klayim. B'yoser me'yeser oser, but if it's wider, the two trees are more than 10 amas wide, then it's no good. For the Gemara B'mai Askinu, what type of Tzuras HaPesach are we talking about? Ilei ma'al gabon, if you want to say the string was mamash on top of the two trees, like a regular Tzuras HaPesach, or b'yoser me'yeser oser, more than 10 amas is possible, why should that be? V'atanya we learned, Hoyusham kanim, if you have sticks, ha dukronim, that were stuck into the ground, like picture 147, you have two sticks that were stuck into the ground, v'yoysalem peyim amala, and you put a string of zemira going straight across on top, afilu b'yoysim yeser, even though the two sticks are wider than 10 amas apart, still mutter, vilchas klayim still is called the mechitza. So there's enough in the Mishnah that even though the Tzuras of Pesach is wider than 10 Amos, still it's kosher for Klayim. So how come here the Maisa was, he said, that if the trees are more than 10 Amos apart, it's no good for Klayim. It's enough in the Mishnah that is kosher for Klayim. Elamai the Teretz is, Elalav Minatzad. The case of the tree was where the Zemira did not go on top of the tree, nor went across the side of the tree. It only went across, like on this picture here, the left tree, it's only going around the tree. So the Tzuras HaPesach is not on top of the beam, it's only around the beam, the side. That's called Minatzad. In order to be kosher, it has to be like the right side. On the right side, it goes on top of the tree. That would be good. But on the left tree, it's only going around the tree. That's called Minatzad. So we're talking about that the Tzuras HaPesach was Minatzad. If the trees are less than 10 amas apart, you should know then that it's kosher. But if it's more than 10 amas apart, then it's possibly even for klayim. Since it's shmamina, that's the raya, and that's pshat Rabbi Yochanan also before. That by klayim, when did he say it's no good? Where it's more than 10 amas apart, and it's minatzad, by klayim, it's only kosher if it's exactly 10 amas or less. But once it's more than 10 amas, it's possible for klayim. So shmamina, that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Yeah. So the Mordechai doesn't come out to claw up sack how we paskin if it is wider than 10 amis, is it Tzuras HaPesach kosher enough? So he spoke out, the Rambam Shita is that it's posul halacha, any Tzuras HaPesach has to be less than 10 amis wide. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down like that. Mashem, we hold the Ikka Shita is that's kosher, no matter how wide the Tzuras HaPesach is, like height, they make it blocks long, still it's called the good Tzuras HaPesach. So the Mordechai Gufa. Omer Rav Chizda. Surah is very wichtig, very negating halacha about what exactly is the Surah HaPesach. Gufa. Omer Rav Chizda. Surah HaPesach. What is the Surah HaPesach? She'osim min atzad. If you make it min atzad, we're saying like picture 145, the top beam, you did not put on top of it, you put it on the side, is lo'yosav lo'yklum. That's nothing. It's not called the Mechitza Vilcha Shabbos. Lo'yosav lo'yklum. The Omer Rav Chizda. Another halacha. Surah HaPesach Shomru Sricha Shetei Briya, that Surah HaPesach, Pasha means the two side beams that you use for Surah HaPesach, the two sides corner have to have some strength to it. It has to be strong enough, Sricha Shetei Briya, Kedei Lahamed Bo Delis, enough to put up, attach a door onto this post. Now, Delis, V'afilu Delis HaKashin, even the lightest door possible, even the door made out of straw, but a beer has to have some strength to it. It can't just be a string. You're not allowed to make a Tzuras HaPesach just from an easy string coming down. I'm only say fisherman string, maybe here. It has a little strength to it. But if you want to bring it down a string, then you have to make sure it's very, very tight. You have to be motor, stretch it out very good. As a tight string and stretched out, then it could also be kosher for a Tzuras HaPesach. But as though the side beams have to have some strength to it, that it could hold up, if a door would be attached to it, it could hold up the lightest door possible, even a door made out of straw. That's the we hold like this. All our roast of our Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have this halacha. So we'll soon see if we pass like this or not. But Rabbi Yannai is telling Rav Shtokas says over the name of Rabbi Yannai that every Tzuras HaPesach has to have a Heketzir to it. There has to be a Heketzir. For the Gemara, my Heketzir, what does it mean that Tzuras HaPesach has to have a Heketzir? Omer Rav Avia Avaksa. It has to have an Avaksa. Some say it means a loop. That on the side of the beam of the Tzuras HaPesach, there has to be a loop there. That you could attach a door to it. But it has to have a Tzuras HaPesach, has to look like a door. How does it look like a door? If it has a loop here hanging down, that you could attach a door to it, then it's kosher. Let's see Rashi. Avaksa to Rashi, Rashi is a little bit different. Rashi says Avaksa means chur, a little hole. Shetzir hadeles soiviv bo, that the bottom post of the door turns around in it. That's like picture 148. You have a hole here on the bottom of the floor, and the tzir, that's where the peg of the door turns around in that hole. That's called the Avaksa. That's the Rashi's Mashmiyah. So every Tzuras HaPesach has to have a hole on the floor where it should look like you could have a door there turning it around. Rashi, V'afal pi shena tzricha delis miyuchazna delus binun. Even though you don't have to have a door to the Tzuras HaPesach, but it has to at least be roy to have a door. You have to have a tzir there. Lamaisa, our Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have this. We don't have no hole on the bottom. And the other sheet is, it means you have to have a loop there. We don't have the loop. So we'll soon see why we hold like that. But Vaita, push this enough in the Gemara, you have to have it. Yeah. Vaita. Rav Acha Breide Rav Acha Breide Rav Avio Litam Ashkechei Rav Acha Breide Rav Avio Litalmide Ravashi. He found the Talmide Ravashi. Omulhu. He said to him, Oma Mamidi B'Tzuras HaPesach. Did your Rebbe teach you any chidushim about a Tzuras HaPesach? Omar le, he answered back, loy omar v'loy klum. He didn't say nothing about a Tzuras HaPesach. So Parshim you learn is, he didn't say any chidushim, he didn't talk about it. But Parshim say no. He meant to say you don't need anything for a Tzuras HaPesach. In other words, he means to say you do not need a Heketzir for a Tzuras HaPesach. And that's what we're saying on Lamaisa, that we don't have a Heketzir for our Tzuras HaPesach. Because the Teretz was back, loy omar v'loy klum, you don't need it. you saying, this Garfin is saying, you do need a Heketzir. We held, no, you don't need that either. That's what they learned Pshat Nisman Yoma. Yeah. That's why Lamaisa usually develops the same when not we don't have a heketzir. Even though the first halacha we do, we are mekayim. The first halacha that the side beams have to have some strength to it that it could hold up at least a door made out of strua. Yeah. Tana Tsuras HaPesach Sha'omru. What is called the Tsuras HaPesach? Konamikan, like picture 149, you have to have a beam on one side, the konamikan, a beam on the other side, the konagabayim, you have to have a beam going across on top. Yeah. Now, the halacha, they say, what has to be strong? Only the two side beams. The top beam on top doesn't have to have any strength to it. That's why we have strings going across. Even though it doesn't have any strength to it, still it's kosher. The strength only has to be to the two side beams. They have to have some strength that they can hold up a door. So tomorrow now, Lushaila. Tzricha liga or ain tzricha liga? Does the top beam, does it have to mamas touch the two sides, like a picture 149? Or is it kosher like on the left picture? Even though the beam on top is way high up, and the beams on the two beams are lower down, but since you say good asik, like this beam, if it would be extended straight up, it would meet the corner on top, that's also kosher. Lalacha we hold like that, there ain't sarach liga. As long as the top beam on top is straight up over the bottom two sides, that the bottom two sides beams would shoot up, you would say good asik, it would meet the top string going across, that's also kosher. But here's the shayla. Tzrich liga, ain't tzrich liga. We have Nachman Amar, ain't tzrich liga. Nachman says, no, it doesn't have to touch. Even though it's very high up, still we say good asik, it goes up, and still it's kosher. And lalacha is like Rav Nachman. We have Sheshe Sama, no, tzrich liga. Rashesha said, you should know, the Tzuras HaPesach, the top beam, Badavka, has to touch the two side beams. It's not enough to be high up. The good asset doesn't help you. The hector has to be, it's mamas touching it. That's Rashesha's Shita. So the Gemara, all the Maitse, all the Rav Nachman, the Yovet Uvda Beirish Kalusha, Kishmaite. Rav Nachman Paskin, like, did a mice like him, that even though the top of the Tzuras HaPesach was way above, still he held it was kosher. Omalei Rosheshes came along and told, Omalei Rosheshes Lishmaya, Rav Gada, Rav Sheshes told his Shamish, called Rav Gada, Yishno, Zil Sholof, go pull down that Tzuras HaPesach that Rav Nachman put up. Because Rosheshes holds this puzzle. Rosheshes holds it has to be Tzorach Liga. It's only kosher at the right picture. But at the left picture, it's puzzle according to Rosheshes. So he told the Shamish, pull it down. Shadinu, Zil Sholof Shadinu, go pull it down and throw it down. Ozal, so the Shamish went, Sholav Shadinu. Ashkechu, the Veyresh Kalusa. The Veyresh Kalusa found Rav Gada throwing down the Tzuras HaPesach. Chavshu, they put him into prison. What are you doing throwing down the Tzuras HaPesach? So the Magazan Vaitik Gemaisa, tomorrow also Rosheshes went to see what happened to him. Kom Abovo, he went to the door of the prison. Omalei Goda Puk. He told Goda, walk out. And Tov Enofek Liyosom. And he walked out of jail, just walked out. Vaitik is the Maisa Nisimir, so what? Rakopon Rosheshes got him out. He came out. So the Gemara asked the Rosheshes to Rabbi Bashmuel. So now Rosheshes met up with Rabbi Bashmuel. Omale, hey yes, Rabbi Bashmuel. Tony ma midi b'tzuras haPesach. Did you learn any chedushim b'tzuras haPesach? In other words, he wanted to know is he right or not in his psak. That Rosheshes was very makpid that b'tzuras haPesach is only kosher if the top beam mamis touches the two side beams. If it doesn't touch the two side beams, it's possible. So Rosheshes went around to ask people, are you asking to me? So he said, did you learn anything about Tzuras HaPesach? So we'll soon see. From this halacha we have a raya. Also, Amalei, in, yes, I learned the Chiddush. Tanina, we learned. Kippah, an archway. Like picture 150. You have an archway, Kippah. Reb Meir Mechayiv Mezuzah. If you have a door that looks like an archway, Reb Meir says it's Chayiv Mezuzah. And a call that has two mezuzahs and a mashkev on top, that's Mechayiv Mezuzah. The Chama Poitrim, the Chama say, no, it's not called the Pesach. You put them in a mezuzah. That's not called the Pesach. The Shovin, now where's the Machlaikis? The Shovin, they're both moide, like in picture 151. They're both moide, the Shovin, Shimyesh Barag Le'asorah. If the two side walls first are 10 high, before you have the archway, they go up 10 straight up, 10 tfachim high. The Shovin, Shimyesh Barag Le'asorah. If first the two sides go up 10 tfachim, Shichayevis. Then everybody's masking, even though the top is an archway, Havadi Mechuyiv in a mezuzah, that's called a good Pesach. There is no machlekes. Omer Abaya, that's where everybody's masking to. The Omer Abaya, Hakol Moedim, in Gevoya Asorah, Let's say the whole thing together is only 10 high, like a picture 152. The whole thing together is only 10 tfachim high. The yain barag le'eshloisha, and the bottom where the two beginning starts to go up, where it's straight, is less than 3 tfachim high. It's not even 3 tfachim high. Inami or else, yesh barag le'eshloisha. In a case where you do have like picture 153, where first it starts to go up 3 tfachim before it makes its archway, or 154. First it does go up 3 tfachim. But by the time it gets to the top, there's no 10 tfachim, v'loi klum. Everybody's asking these two cases as possible. Hey, if picture 152, where before it starts to go up, this before you have the archway, there's not even 3 tfachim on the ground, avad with posel. Or else, even if you do have 3 tfachim going up, but the whole height is not more than 10 tfachim, avad with posel, that's not called a Pesach. A Pesach has to at least be 10 tfachim high. If it's not 10 tfachim high, it's posel. Where's the machlekes for a meyer and a chachamim? If an archway is mechuyev in a mezuzah or not, ki pligi b'yesh barag le'gimel. That's like a picture 153. Ki yesh barag le'gimel. That's first the side two legs when they start to go up. The first three tefachim is straight up. Before it makes its archway, you have 3 tefachim going straight up. Yesh barag le'gimel. Ugvoy asara. And to the top here of other is 10 tefachim high. It's 10 tefachim high. No, the ain rochova arbo, but it's not wide dalat tvachim. Hey, you don't have a height of 10 tvachim wide dalat tvachim, which that is the shear of a Pesach. A Pesach has to at least be 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. Here, it's not dalat tvachim wide. When it starts to go up, the top of the kippah is there be only 2 tvachim wide. So here's the machlekes. Of the yeshpa lochuk ulashlim alarba. I'm saying a picture 153. Like the dotted out square thing is the pshat is, if you would hollow out the dotted lines here, then you could make it rochiv wide 10 dalat tfachim. In other words, there is enough space in this archway to hollow out the archway to make it that even 10 tfachim high should be dalat tfachim wide. There is enough wood there. Just the wood is so thick that the opening of the archway on top is only 2 tfachim wide. But if you want to hollow it out, you could hollow it out. And make it that on top it's also dalet tfachim wide. That's the machlokes. Reb Meir saw hoikikim lahashlim. We had the sheet before already. Reb Meir always says that if you have a solid piece of wood, if there's enough size to the wood to hollow out the wood, even though now the wood is thick, but there's enough room to hollow it out, if we look as if it's hollowed out. So here, if you would hollow out the top part of the archway, since it is wide dalet tfachim, it looks like you have a makom dalet tfachim. That's called a pesach. Rabbonin Savrid ain't chokekim lahashlim. Rabbonin say no. Look at the way it is right now. Right now, this archway on top, when you stop before you get up 10 tefachim, there's no rochiv dalit by dalit. So it's not called a pesach. That's the machlokes. We're on the floor. Yizicha have gimel tefachim going up, and then the archway starts, and it's not wide dalit tefachim. That's the machlokes. Do you say chokekim lahashlim or ain't chokekim lahashlim? If it would have been, but everybody's masking, if it have an archway that the bottom, the two legs on the side go up 3 tefachim straight, and then even though you have an arch, as long as the arch goes up 10 tefachim and it's wide dalat tefachim, according to everybody, that's called a good pesach yimchuyv in a mezuzah. The only shalom is where it's not wide dalat tefachim, and you have to come out to chaykikim lahashlim. That's where the machlokes is. See Rashi. Shashi keep ligi the yesh barag le'eshloisha the nofik miteres ari. It's not part of the ground anymore. Semichta be'echshe pesach arbo roichev ugvoy asora. Now a shame pesach normal has to at least be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. That's the least share of a pesach as pfat mechayv in a mezuzah of hilchas erevin to give it a shame pesach. Now imu ugvoy asora imu eagle. Now with the roundness with the top part it is roichev dalid. But from the eagle olamala, it's not rochiv dalid. The yeshpola lochuk, for lister eagle, you could hollow out the eagle, olachiva, make it wider liabo. But loin the filas roish eagle, without throwing off the top part of the eagle. Failyun, shabinyan orach, lekan olakan, vein abinyan kola mikan lekan. Let me just ashar. So that's the child you say chokim hashlim, heilu begoiva shloisha, yesh hechsha roichiv, tesach, Royin Shiva Yoinim, we see the top 7 tfachim, kilu hein chakukim, mi bifnim, v'nir chavim lemidas haraglayim. We look as if it's spread out. Yeah. So he answered back now, Shoshashis, when he heard over this halacha, when Shoshashis heard this halacha, Omalei, Imishkachas lu, if you're going to meet up with Rav Nachman, Loitei meluhu, Imishkachas lu, Loitei meluhu, Levei Resh Kalusa. Don't tell over this halacha to Resh Kalusha. Voloi midi, Meho masnis me kippa. Don't tell over this halacha from kippa to Levei Resh Kalusa. Because Vais Toys Shoshashis saw from this halacha the kippa that ain't Sarach Liga. That the top part of the Tzuras HaPesach does not have to touch the Tzuras HaPesach. Does not have to touch the two sides. Why doesn't have to touch? Tabrash says, V'shovin, Shem Yesh Bragleh Asora, Yegoiva, Koidim Sheyasch Ligul Is Chayevis. If first you have 10 Tfochim, like picture 151, first you have the two sides go up 10 Tfochim. Yeah, and then you have the archway. So everybody holds Yechayev and Mezuzah, Chayevis. So Yesh Ba Asorva Goyva, Baroichev Abor. V'yafilu Koli Igul Sosim. Even though the whole top of the archway is like Sosim. Still Nisha Shom Shio Pesach, Kosher. Al Mezariah ain't Tzrich in Liga. We see the top of the Tzrich of Pesach does not have to touch the two sides of the Tzrich of Pesach. Why not? To Achsherva, the Pischa Bragleh. Here, what's kosher about the archway is the two sides of it. The eagle mafsik ben tikruhel yoinel lemezuzis. Now the archway itself is being mafsik between the top of the archway and the mezuzis, the size of it. Tony chayevis. You still you say yechayev. So according Rashi, it's mashma. The picture is like the first picture in Rashi here. The first picture in Rashi is that really all the way on top it's straight across. Now what you have to use for the tzuras haPesach here is the top part of the kippah. The top part is straight across. Now the archway itself, Mashem Farashim, that's not called part of the Tzuras HaPesach. That you can't use. So what are you using for the Tzuras HaPesach? You're using the two sides, and then there's a hefsek of the archway, and the top beam going straight across the top, that's what we're using for the Tzuras HaPesach. And it's kosher. So you see the top beam on top does not have to touch the two sides. Because here there's an archway that's mafsek in between. That's the way Rashi learns. So Chazanish wants to say, according to Rashi, the only time an archway is mechuyev in a mezuzah is like this picture here, where on top it's mamasha a square, or else like you have picture 153, where the top of the archway is a square. But for Rashi, it would be mashma if you have a picture, like next picture in Rashi, it would be part of the mezuzah. Because mashma from Rashi, the archway itself is not nidu mishum atzuras haPesach. Anything that goes slanty, goes half circle, is not called atzuras haPesach. Atzuras haPesach on top has to go straight across. So therefore Rashi says, what's kosher? The top of the square. I in between is an archway. That's a hefsek in between. That's where Chazanish one says, Masha from Rashi. But Lalacha though, he says, we pass not like Rashi Shita. Lalacha we hold, even though an archway is made like the second picture, that there's no square on top, just a regular half a circle archway, it's also Mechui b'mezuzah. If you have the two sides go up, Yutvachim, even though the top is going straight across, still it's called the Grut Tzuras haPesach. So the then it's a bit of shver. What's the Gemara's right then? If you're going to learn an archway, a half a circle, is also good for the top of a Tzuras haPesach. So why was Rav Sheshe so worried about this halacha? Where does Rav Sheshe see here that the Tzuras haPesach, the top corner, doesn't have to touch the two sides? That's the kasha. The Chur in an archway, like the bottom picture in Rashi, it's touching. The archway on top is the Tzuras, is the top corner, and that's mamas touching the two sides of the corner. What was Rav Sheshe so worried about that he says, from here I see, I'm wrong. I see in Tzorach Liga. That's a bit of kasha. So the Rashi learns is good. Right, he's miyashiv, how it works out. But Kopon Malacha, the Avad, this is also called a Pesach, even the second picture. Yeah. Let's see the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Hech Shem Mavui. How will you matter a Mavui? Be'sharma Yarmim Lechi B'Koira. You have to use two heterim. Every Mavui has to have a Koira and a Lechi. Or Be'sil Yarmim, the Lach is like Be'sil Lavada, Oy Lechi Oy Koira. Either one of the two is good. Either a lechi beam going straight up, or else the koira going across on top. We have lezer roimeh lechiayim. He holds no, you have to use two lechis. We'll see in the Gemara why. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Loma Talmud Echad, lefnei Rabbi Kiva. He said over in the front of Rabbi Kiva, that lenech leku beishamayil beithilol al movui shehu pochus mi'arbamis shehu nitir oi belechi oi bekoira. If the movi, the opening of the movi, the door, is less than Dalad Amos wide, everybody holds it, even Beis Hillel holds. You don't need two. Neither one is good. Either a lechi or a koira is good. Aman Nechleku, where is the machlekes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? The Beis Shammai says there's only hutta with two things, with a lechi and with a koira. Arochev me'arbamis. if the entrance to the Mavui is wider than Dal Ramis, that's when Meshameh holds you need two things, a Kur and a Lechi. The Yad Eser, and when it's Dal Damas until Ten Amis, Shebeshama Yerim Yom Lechi Ukaira, there Beshami is Machma to say you need two things, a Kur and a Lechi, or Besil Lerim Yom Oy Lechi Ukaira, either one is good. And Omer Rabbi Kibra, Kiv answer back, no. Alzev Yazal Nechaku. The Pshat is like the first Pshat in Beshamai. Beshamai holds every single Mavu, no matter how wide the entrance is, even if it's less than Dal Damas, Abi is Dal Tzfochim wide, you need a Kur and a Lechi. So the Gemara Lechura Kaman, who does our Mishnah go like? The Chur, the Loike Chanan, you Loike Tanakama. Hey, to have a meaning, we're talking about a Mavi Mefulish. Now, Mavi Mefulish, Chananya before said you have to have a Delis. And a Tanakama said you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. And the other Mishnah says it's just...